Thickum.
What, Mr. Crumb?
Good news.
Really? What good news? At your age? No.
It's good news. I've just been in the Victoria and Albert.
I didn't know you drank.
No! The museum. They're sending us an ancient Egyptian script to translate.
Supposing we fail?
We won't. I know two men who are experts in reading ancient scripts.
Who?
Bob Hope and Steve Allen. this might be it. Coming.
Where's the door going?
I opened it, sir. Why are you reaching over my shoulder?
I still got hold of the knocker. This bottle is from the Victoria and Albert.
Thank you, my man. Yes, a threepenny tip. Mind the fog. Good night.
Good night.
Mr. Cron?
He's just going out.
Oh, well. Well, if anybody calls, tell them he's out.
Okay. There's something funny going on here, folks. Coming.
I am a silly old man.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cron ain't in.
Oh. When will he be back?
When will he be back, Mr. Seagoon?
He shouldn't be long.
He won't be long.
Good. Can I come in and wait?
You can, yeah, come in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you. In the twilight, out in the wonderful twilight. You're sure he won't be long?
Sure.
Good. Well, I'll wait a little longer then. We all go after a walk, learn
here. Who's doing that beautiful bell canto singing in the hall?
I'll find out. What's your name, sir?
Henry Cron.
There's somebody here to see you.
I can't spare the time. I'm waiting for somebody myself. I can't see anybody.
You can't see anybody? Why not?
I got my eyes shut.
Listeners will note the cunning way the goons fill in time on their program.